973. If you'd like to talk about anything at all, it's a general hour and a half of Open Line, which really does mean Open Line. If you want to set the subject on anything at all, it's up to you. We'll talk about it, providing it's decent, clean and interesting. Gary in Wanstead, hello.
Hello there, Mike. We're back on the cannabis story.
Oh, right, OK.
I think it should be legalised. Mm. And I think it was a good idea. Is that Pickles guy, even though he's a bit silly at times, should have gone to Holland?
Well, let's look at it from another direction. A lot of people have said that it's no worse than alcohol or nicotine.
Oh, alcohol and yet, is worse.
Well, all right, but nevertheless, alcohol is legal and cannabis is not.
Well, I don't understand it really, because even if they talk about heroin and cocaine, if you legalise that, they could put it in such a pure form, even in like a little chocolate bar, because I reckon 70% of the crime is due to drug relations.
In some ways it's worse, because not only have we got the problem of the material itself, we've also got the problem of crime that is associated
with
it because it is illegal.
Muggins and everything.
However, to make it... I mean, your idea of putting heroin and cocaine in chocolate bars...
Well, that was just off the cuff, but, you know, if they could just... do something, you know, even if they brought it out in a cigarette, so people think, oh, it's not that big.
I'm not saying that acid is a good drug to take. If you haven't taken it, don't take it.
Let's just get back on the rails again, because I don't want to keep on going about take this, take that. I mean, drugs are illegal, they shouldn't be taken, and that's all there is to it, until somebody legalises it. The only argument that I'd follow up from what you've been saying so far is that something like cannabis, which a lot of people say is no worse than alcohol, and I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but let's take that as being a possibility for a minute. If you keep it illegal, it means that to get it, if you want it, you are going into that illegal circuit, which also involves the other perhaps more dangerous drugs like LSD, certainly like heroin and cocaine.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you were to legalise cannabis, it may well sever that link between the shady world of drugs
for an awful lot of people. I mean, is that a valid... dealers would have a big problem on their hands if you legalised it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new incomprehensible quiz.
Good morning. Yes, it is. It's true. It's back. And, well, this is a time when you could win yourself very good prizes. As always, we'll be talking to you between now and two, asking you rather strange general knowledge questions, all supplied to us by Trivial Pursuit. And if you're the person... hello, it's that funny pillow again. If you're the person... thank you. If you're the person that gets the highest score in this hour, then you'll be the one that goes through to the playoff in a couple of weeks' time to see who will get the choice to pick from four envelopes. What wonderful prizes they are, too. You can win yourself a weekend away on a Trust House 40 leisure break. That's good enough. We've also, perhaps, if you prefer, or if you're lucky enough, you might win yourself dinner for two down at the Gatwick Copthorne Hotel down there near Gatwick and Copthorne. And that's a lovely restaurant. You'll enjoy yourself food galore. We'll start with Andrew in Dulwich. Hello, Andrew. You have a choice. You can either go for easy questions or for the hard ones. The hard ones, you get 3 points per question. And for the easies, you just get 1 point per question. So, your choice, first of all, you're going to go for easy or hard, and as I say, questions supplied by Trivial Pursuit.
Hard, please.
Going to go for the hard ones, being brave. All right, let's see how you go.
Can I have a good time, sir?
All right, here we go with the first question, then. Which TV series had a pilot called The Black Stuff? The Black Stuff. Take it or pass?
I'll take it. Boys from the Black Stuff.
It is Boys from the Black Stuff. Well done. 3 points. Good start.
I forgot what it's called. Created World?
Created World. You can certainly have one of those.
Cool.
What do Australians refer to as a boomer? A boomer. Take it or
boomerang?
Pass. It's not a boomerang. It's a kangaroo. Sorry, Andrew. Thank you for your call. 3 points you had. Of course, you could win with 3 points. It has been known... I can't remember when. Mike in Barnshurst, hello.
Hello there.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Great stuff. As I say, if anybody wins, or whoever wins this morning, we'll go through to our grand playoff. There's two people in it already. John from Enfield from 3 weeks ago, and Jim from Sutton from a couple of weeks ago. Of course, we didn't have an incomprehensible quiz last week due to the golf crisis, but we've got it this week. Let's see if you'll be the winner, Mike, this morning.
Try.
Easy or hard?
I'll try an easy one.
You'll try an easy one, all right. 1 point per question, then. You've got to use the whole card up before you can switch to hard. And here's the first question for you. Want to start at the top? You're not specifying, so I'll start there. What kind of footwear is... Mike?
Yeah?
If you repeat the question, you're disqualified.
Oh, sorry.
Right? It's you we're doing the thing with, not somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of footwear is Holland traditionally famous for?
Clogs.
Clogs is correct. That's one point. Second question. What colour is Postman Pat's van?
Red.
Red. Third question. They are easy, these. Which city became the capital of Italy in 1870?
Capital of Italy?
Right, you're disqualified, Mike, for whispering to somebody else. Mitzi in Stamford Hill, good morning.
Hello.
How are you? I'm all right.
I think the situation has changed now in that you can report it, but how many women actually do report it is another thing.
Well, that was, of course, what was said in that report.
That's right.
One of the things we were talking about last night, we had a phone-in topic on the whole situation and trying to get exactly a level of what is sexual harassment and what is not. There were cases of people phoning in who were obviously sexually harassed. Physically, they'd been touched. Physically, they'd been almost abused. I mean, there's no question it is sexual harassment and the boss was doing it, and if they made any comments on it, then it was poo-pooed. They had to actually take somebody to court. Of course, then they lost the job and all the rest of it.
Right.
And yet the survey in that magazine or whatever it was also saying that even ogling was also sexual harassment, which I suppose from the male point of view, does that mean you can't even look at a woman? I mean, where exactly do you draw this line of what becomes, hello, I think you're attractive.
Yeah.
I'll look at you.
I guess ogling could be, I could give you a personal experience. Ogling would be of the nature where I can remember when I was a secretary in my early working days. I had an office just outside my boss's office, and what would happen was he would come in, stand in my office, and just stand there. And I used to think, being very naive and very young, what is he looking at? And then I sort of realised, as he stood there longer and longer, and as the whole situation progressed over the weeks, I mean, it got to the point where he then made very overt sexual advances towards me.
Right, okay, so it's over-the-top behaviour.
Very much over-the-top, yes.
How do you cope with it?
Well, I think that, first of all, one of the things that women should do is be assertive.
This is the Mike Carson Show, Through the Night.